Eventually, the winds lessened and the captain was able to set his sights towards America and become ably steering the ship on an even course. 8 weeks later, plus one day, the Hannah made landfall and the Love family disembarked in America and became American newest immigrants. Gazing at the mainland after so many days of sailing was indeed a glorious sight. The difficult days aboard ship seemed worthwhile. Porters hurried along the docks pushing baggage. Little girls with ribbons in their hair scanned the ship's decks, hoping to get a first glimpse of their father arriving. It seemed to Lily that it took forever to register and to pass through immigration. John said that he would go ahead to scout out some land in the far west of the state. He would push on to the frontier with a bunch of other Irish chaps. Lily and the children could follow more slowly, harnessing the horse and cart to convey their scanty possessions. The stuff in the cart would include a kettle, dishes, blanket, a chair, a bucket, and an axe. There was a perception by the government at this time that the feisty Irish would resist any hostile natives refusing to retreat and thus maintaining the western boundary. The Irish, too, were pleased to settle as far away from the government as possible. Instead of purchasing land, they would squat on the property, erecting only a temporary, humble shelter to stave off the weather. Once their families arrived, they would inspire the men to build proper cabins. Neither fancy nor elegant, these log structures would be their first real homes. Property boundaries at this time were not marked out with iron rods or stakes in a standard fashion, but rather designated by natural objects such as rocks, trees, and creeks. Confusion and disputes must often have followed later, when these survey points disappeared. After exploring the area around Shirleysburg, John and his sons rode over Sandy Ridge to survey the property below Black Log Mountain. It was here in a long, narrow valley they decided to settle. The valley became known then, and still is called, Love's Valley today.